afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks, and please do what you can to help out. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. There are many ways you can donate. You could use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You could call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And that being said, I do have a special treat. I have a cohort with me today. I'm joined with a co-host, none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Paul in California. Welcome, Paul.
Hello, hello. Is this roundtable? I'd like a large combination, please.
Would you like a large? Would you like to biggie size that?
How you doing today, Richard? Glad to be with you.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here. Yeah. I had some articles to get your feedback on. You were sharing one with me as well, though, this morning. You sarcastically mentioned I probably won't check it out. Like, I hardly ever have time to look at anything Paul sends my way. But, of course, you realize how busy I am, Paul. I'm a very busy individual trying to save the world here at RBN. So.
Well, I just thought, because I only sent it about 20 minutes before the show, I didn't really think you would get a chance to look at it. But
right. No, but there are a lot of things I still need to check out, which you have sent to me. And I admit that even includes what you've been on me and on me about, you know, 2,000 Mules. I still haven't watched it, folks. I admit it. I've been meaning to. I've been following... You know, when we were getting all the information about how the election fraud had been taking place, with all the independent media articles weeks after, and on videos coming out and, you know, all this sort of thing. I mean, I've seen all the little examples of, I can see some of the sort. I mean, I've encountered a percentage of the source material. I'm sure he's incorporated into it. But I mean, yeah, to have that much evidence all in one place, I mean, It just puts it further in perspective, perhaps. Why do you still think this is the same country when this much is not being prosecuted just out in the open like this? That's basically, I guess, the impression you have.
Well, for all you listeners out there, what Richard is confessing here, and we're getting a confession on the air, is that probably at least a month and a half ago, I urged him to just watch the first 20 minutes of 2,000 Mules because it's just so devastating. And it really makes you appreciate the amount of work that went into it and the money that was spent to do this investigation. And listeners, I'll have you know that Richard's response to me, and of course he was being tongue-in-cheek, he said, "Well, what else do I need to know? They stole the election, right?"
seeing all the ways it was systematic and systemic across the country.
My goodness, the organization that it must have taken. And I mean, and in the end, you know, it's kind of my opinion that since really nobody's checking on them that I know of, except some of these independent investigators, and apparently they're not subject to any sort of, shall we say, law enforcement prosecution or even scrutiny, they didn't even need to do it. They could have just told us Biden won. Basically, that's what they did. And they didn't even need to bother creating all these, you know, fake ballots and stuffing boxes. Well, what kind of system is that anyway, you know, that we can have unchecked, unverified pieces of paper, you know, masquerading as ballots, and then a completely co-opted and controlled media can then just declare, oh, look, this person won. It's literally just clown world, as they say.
Do you feel that if enough people see this film, it could change anything for the future?
Well, if the average normie who cares, and we don't know what percentage of the population that is, were to see this and just, you know, have, you know, enough cognition in their mind to, you know, to process what it is they're seeing, my God, the fraud was just so overwhelming and so intentional and so well planned and so well funded. I mean, I just heard a radio show the other night on one of these internet stations I listened to, and they were just making a hypothesis. Well, let's just say that it was $40 a vote or something like that. I mean, there's a supposition that so many votes were stolen, and, you know, based upon the information in that film, 2,000 and Mules, about how many people were involved and how much they had to pay for each vote. You know, so they spent a staggering amount of money. I think they assumed it was going to be $400 million or north of that to do this. And you kind of have to wonder, well, what is it they hope to gain? Well, I guess they hope to gain a whole lot more than $400 million, I suppose.
$400 million invested into the fraud, you're saying?
At a minimum, that's what they were supposing on this show I was listening to, based upon, they just took a number that said, okay, let's say it cost them $40 a vote. Because there's really no way to know for sure. I'm sure most of these operatives were paid in cash. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we hear about people like George Soros being so influential. We've heard about that for years, but no one individual being taken out of the equation could change things. Even a handful of key individuals wouldn't be enough to change things.
Go ahead.
Well, I know. I just had an article to maybe read a little later that touches on that same theme. But no, go on.
Well, I mean, in terms of, like I said, for any of the listeners out there that are listening to this particular show with Richard and I, if you have not seen 2,000 Mules, just watch the first 20 minutes. Now, the chances are you're going to be hooked. And, I mean, I know nowadays the 20 minutes is way past the attention span of most people. But just watch the first 15 and then put the extra 5 minutes in, okay? And you will see so much in that time, and you will realize how unbelievably organized this thing had to have been. I mean, multiple cities, right? I'm sure there was more than a few managers and people that distributed the money, and it's really incredible. And again, when they cast this net, the people that analyzed the data, okay, they did basically a very detailed forensic analysis of all the a lot of which they had to purchase, actually had to buy data from these cellular carriers, right? And then they put it through all these computer programs, and what they decided to do was to say, okay, a person would have had to have make at least 5 visits to a particular Dropbox. And that would be one of the cutoff criteria. So if somebody didn't make at least 5 visits to a particular Dropbox, then they weren't going to put that in with all the rest of the data and so on and so forth. And then what they came up with is that they had an average of, I think they found an average of 19 or 20 visits to Dropboxes. You know, and this is all based upon just, you know, mostly cell phone data as well as the surveillance cameras at some of the locations. And like I said, when you watch the first 20 minutes or so, you should at least gain an appreciation, I know I did, of what it is they accomplished, what it is they went through to make this film. And again, it should be shown in theaters. If we had any kind of a country, right, it would be shown in theaters, and then people would know. And, you know, it's funny the way that I say that, too, because nowadays people are probably not going to theaters as much as they are accessing their computer. And so they can access it on their computer. And how many people have done that, I don't know. But we don't really need a lot of, shall we say, other discussion and other information or other presentations. You know, I'm a big believer in staying focused on one thing. That's all you need. And in my opinion, all you need to nail down the fraud of the 2020 election is the first 20 minutes of 2,000 Mules. That's what I think of it.
Perhaps the time, the gap really between our childhoods or since our childhoods, really things, yours to mine and then to the current era, things have really changed as far as censorship and filmmaking. You don't think it in any way odd to be able to reveal, you know, nonfiction, political information. And I can't imagine that being allowed, as much as I think of this as a, was raised to think of it as a free country, you know, with the First Amendment and all. You know, it's even when I was growing up, I mean, you know, you just saw these people who were pretty much with the establishment on their side. Maybe they seemed a little rogue at first, like, you know, just these kind of documentary filmmakers, you know. Michael Moore comes to mind. And, you know, that's about as edgy as you see. I mean, in this era, you don't even get that level.
Well, I'll just jump in here real quick. So I'm not sure what all the last few sentences or paragraphs here might be getting at, but I would just add this perspective. So if anything today, it's even easier to access accurate or more truthful information. So when I was first starting to become awake and looking into things, this is back in the 80s when I was a younger man. And back then, you had to go to a conference or something like that, or find out about, you know, maybe you hear a radio show on certain stations. You know, not every regular station, but certain, you know, politically, certain stations that leaned a particular way, and they might have a guest on, and you would go look up the book that this person referenced, and you might check it out yourself, or you could find, back in the old day, before DVD, there was VHS. I still have conspiracy VHS tapes, for example, from way back when.
So, but yeah, it was more difficult, not if anything.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is back then you had to make more of an effort. Now, today, it's at your fingertips, so even though there is quote-unquote censorship on platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, you can still find the stuff. You just have to go and continue to look or go to other so-called platforms. So today, there, in my opinion, there's less excuse to really not know what's going on because it's easier and it requires less effort, less you know, footwork, legwork, however you want to categorize it. But still, the average American is completely ignorant. I mean, there's still people on this station that I listen to that say some of the most astoundingly ignorant things and believe in some of the most ridiculous things. I mean, there's still people that believe we landed on the moon. And I was going to say, and I can guarantee you they haven't seen one of three films if they think that. I mean, you know, they're so good and so thorough, you cannot help but be convinced. One is called What Really Happened on the Moon by David Percy. What Really Happened on the Moon by David Percy. So if you're listening, RBN particular host or hosts, plural, go watch that. Or, for example, Something Funny Happened on the Way to the Moon, Bart Sabrell. Or Was It Only a Paper Moon by the Collier Brothers. That's also very good. If you watch, and I watched all those three, and I watched more than once, but if you just watch all the way through one of those films, What Really Happened on the Moon, or Was It Only a Paper Moon, or Something Funny Happened on the Way to the Moon, if you watch any of those, one of them, all the way through, and you don't drop your belief that we landed on the moon, then you should be in an institution.
It takes a lot of work for people to put aside the time, like you say, and for any information, for any topic, they actually have to want to look for the information. That was the one key word you said, and most people aren't inclined to for one or many reasons. I guess I was just suggesting that, I mean, I've still been conditioned, I guess, in my lifetime to expect, if anything, people trying to give you little tidbits of truth in the fiction in most films. Most people aren't bold enough to even try to make a nonfiction documentary exposing too much. And it's a shame that that's all I expect, even from a country with the First Amendment that we have. You know, you said if we lived in any kind of country, you could show it in the theater. And it's a shame. Did we ever have something quite, I mean, perhaps it wasn't bad. You go back 100 years ago, there wasn't quite as much control, you know, but I guess, I don't know. It was just my notion.
Yeah, and again, there's always a distinction to draw, because a lot of times people talk about suppressed or hidden information, and I'm not sure how much is really suppressed or hidden. It's just harder to find. You have to look for it, but it's still there. I mean, I've come across so much material in my life, even before the internet. And it was just by going to bookstores and talking to people, or, you know, I might happen to, you know, hear about a meeting or a conference. Because back in the old days, what did they have? They had mailing lists and conferences and conventions. And I actually went to things called the conspiracy convention. They called it the Con for short. But I went to many years in a row, the conspiracy convention out here in California that they held in the Bay Area. And that was a large part of my awakening before I really started getting into the internet. So there's always been people that have been going out there telling the truth. And like I said, it's easier today than at any time to be informed on an issue in a relatively short span, in my opinion. You talked about not making the time. Well, for all you listeners, I'm going to tell my favorite saying I've been using for 25, 30 years. I'm going to repeat it. Forgive me. But we all have 168 hours every week. We're all equal in that respect because we all have the same amount of time. 7 days times 24 hours a day is 168 hours in a week. And you can't convince me that you don't have, say, 3-4 hours to spare in a week. Because that would still leave you with 164. Or if, let's say that you were to devote 8 hours to whatever activity it could be, either your knowledge or physical fitness or whatever, well, then that would still leave you with 160 out of 168. So it doesn't seem so bad when you think of it that way. And that's, to me, that's just a healthy way to look at it, so that we can forget about the time when we say stuff. Oh, that's an hour. I don't have time to watch something an hour long. Okay, if you say so.
And I don't know if it's a good point to pivot or not. That related article is just really a brief commentary. Earlier I referenced Chris Black mentioning, well, Bill Gates, for example, you know, we're supposed to be so concerned over his farmland purchases, but he puts it in perspective. Well, Gates owns 242,000 acres of American farmland out of a total of 915 million acres. That's just 0.0264%. He just suggests some of these people, even organizations, are limited hangout, basically. You know, and I don't know, I could get your thought maybe after the break on that. For the sake of argument, I mean, oh, we could just continue. We have a few sponsors to hear from. We'll be right back.
All righty. Little piece of you, the little piece in me, will die.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Paul in California. And Paul, I was just curious to hear your thoughts. This Chris Black, you know, he has a lot of good commentary on Jewish power, even white genocide, in a lot of his articles. But he's just observing. A lot of social media tends to censor the likes of Bill Gates and even the World Economic Forum talking about their Great Reset a lot less than they do BlackRock and Blackstone, you know, or talking about, you know, Larry Fink, characters like this, that there are different tier levels. And you know, he's suggesting because of his experience with a lot of social media censorship and just a lot of what you'll hear said on a lot of platforms and not said. You know, that these big investment firms, real estate companies, and the like are at a higher level, you know, of untouchable. And so, and that, you know, yeah, something like Gates or even what you hear at the WEF, even though supposedly now there's this Council for Inclusive Capitalism, which is supposed to actually start implementing, you know, these social engineering plans of the World Economic Forum, because they're out there now saying we can redesign the world, you know, however we want. The pandemic treaty can even be utilized.
Right, with their money, not because they really can do anything. I don't know what you mean by, I don't know how many levels of untouchable there are.
Right.
And I mean, to be honest, and this person you just referred to, Chris Black, it's not somebody that I have heard of, or nor do I normally read, and you know, I suppose I could. To, you know, maybe round out my perspective on things. But I wanted to touch upon, so file away that question, if there was a question there, because I think there was a few things I wanted to say on it. But I wanted to react to the song that you played going into the break, because it it started a little thought stream. So that was, this is not America, right? David Bowie, if I'm correct?
Correct.
And it just reminds me of so many other things. Like, for example, Rachel Levine is not an admiral, and he's not a Rachel either, okay? Albert Bourla is not a doctor who's helping to design healthy things to inject into us, to make us well or to prevent viruses. The Federal Reserve is not federal, and there ain't no reserves. Everything is nowadays is a big knot, and it just, you know, we could keep going on that theme. You know, there'd be a whole show there, I think. But it just brings back memories. This is not America, because they played that in the movie Falcon and the Snowman, which is a great book, by the way. And it was a very good movie, too. And the movie actually stayed fairly true to the book, one of the rare occurrences. And it was one of those ones also where almost everybody says the book is better than the movie. At least that was my experience growing up. But that was one of those ones where they were nearly equal, in my opinion, the Falcon and the Snowman. And, you know, in the end, what we're looking at here is this awful construct, that has been been arrayed against us. There's a word, I guess we could call it a shibboleth, to use an ancient, maybe a biblical term. And the average person just can't comprehend it, but it's all designed to completely and totally take advantage of us, in many cases, do us in, make us unhealthy, and essentially maintain our state of ignorance and slavery. There's a great video I just saw. It was actually on Facebook, and it's by a guy by the name of, I think it's Dietrich Klinghoff, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and double check. But he talked about the four things that they're doing that has to be intentional to make our pineal gland dysfunctional. And that was the fluoride in the water, the glyphosate that they spray on all the crops, the frequency that they choose for these cell phone towers, the 24 gigahertz. And there was one other thing, I forget what it was, but he gave this little video presentation, and he's a well-known nutritionist that studied health and the human condition for decades. And he talked about the fact that all these together, all these four things together, the way they're done, couldn't be any accident. And that it was his opinion, and he's not alone, he said it's actually in the literature, that the supposition is they're trying to remove our ability to experience spiritual life and to know of other realms or the higher realms. And I thought it was very, very interesting. So there's so many things going on, both in the physical and the spiritual world. We're being waged war upon, and I think it's very difficult for the average person to process that.
I think that was very well said. And yes, no, I mean, I hold similar viewpoints in what I do not rule out, as possibilities. I just wanted to mention Twitter was the one, and Chris Black mainly mentioned, BlackRock, you can't talk about without getting censored, but they seem okay on WEF and Gates bashing. I don't know, just curious to be aware of. But yeah, we have a caller we'll get to. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Paul in California. And I guess I just saw that as significant, Paul, because it seems that censorship shows a clear line of following the money. You know, these companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, who are buying up the most property, real estate, they're the ones who are any criticism of is silenced, censored the most. And, you know, yeah, the World Economic Forum, a bunch of people getting together overseas, you know, in Davos, or just Bill Gates, a lone philanthropist, is an easy distraction, so, scapegoat.
So for example, just quick interjection on that, you know, before you take the caller. So this is a whole show in and of itself, but just the notion or the idea that these corporations, that these super wealthy, rich billionaires could or should be able to do this in a sovereign nation state, they wouldn't stand up to the scrutiny of a vote. Most people would not vote to allow most of the things that these corporations are doing or doing to us. It just makes a mockery of the idea of a republic or a democracy or a constitution or any of these other, in my opinion, mythical ideologies they put into our heads when we're school children, and they carry forward as an adult, and we're still thinking along the same lines and trying to attempt to reconcile all of this ridiculous nonsense in the same construct, the construct which they provided and they completely dominate and essentially is false, right? I mean, no American would believe that a company or corporation like BlackRock should be able to own hundreds of thousands of rental units or even millions of rental units and make a profit off of the average working person. It just shouldn't and wouldn't be allowed in a national socialist state, or if it was subjected to a vote. Yeah, just for example, if people actually could see the balance sheets of the oil companies or the utility companies, and that was subjected to any kind of a vote or democratic participation, then I don't think the rates would be what they are. It's similar to something like water, right? Everybody's water bill keeps going up, especially here in California. Now, water bills out here are what a house payment was back in the 70s. Well, you know, we didn't vote for that, and my question would be, who are these water providers buying their water from? Who are, the idea of paying for water, in my opinion, is absurd. I think that water is something that's a societal good, should facilitate the functioning of a society, and it should be essentially free or a nominal cost. But, of course, the water is being used as a weapon out here in California. Anyway, I'm sorry to rant on like that. If you have no comments on that, we can take a caller or you can react.
Well, that's well put. I'll go to the phone. That's fine. We have John in Tennessee first. Welcome to the show, John. Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, John.
I called to talk. I want to talk about Ukraine, but before I do, you brought up basically mind control and RF frequencies and all the rest. Did you ever wonder why RCA Corporation had a picture of a dog listening to, quote, his master's voice playing a 78 RPM record, or a 45 RPM record, or a 33 and a third RPM record, or a 7200 RPM CD? All of those numbers convert down to the number 3. 8 and 7 is 15, 1 and 5 is 6. 3 plus 3, 5 and 4 is 9, 3 times 3, 33 and a third, 7,200, again with the 9. So having said that, we're in the middle of a psychological mind control, menticide existence, even where it's admitted by the Army War College that the mind is a battleground of the future. So let's fast forward. Having said all that, let's go to the Ukraine. In 700 A.D., Ukraine was actually Khazaria, which is where the serpent people lived. Now we're fighting a battle, and just recently, I guess they took an island over there. The Ukrainians claimed an island called, what was it, Snake Island? We're looking at a spiritual battle, and our media is so involved in the cover-up, so involved in the mind control, stealing the minds and souls of men and women around the world, that they're feeding us a bunch of psychological garbage. And like you said before, the average American can't see through the lie to even approach the truth, much less come to the knowledge of the truth. I'll listen to your comments.
Paul, please.
I'll go first. Yeah, no, great series of points and pieces of knowledge, shall we say. What year did you say that was Khazaria?
Khazaria is Kiev. It was, it's Kiev.
12?
The serpent
I think
people.
You said it was, 12-something? Is that 1200 sometime you said
Seven,
it was Khazaria?
No, it was shortly after 700 A.D. Muhammad went in as a Muslim and told them they could convert to Christianity and die, become a Muslim, or convert to Judaism, at which time the people in Khazaria brought Talmudic rabbis that learned Judaism under captivity in Babylon. That's the Judaism that was brought to Khazaria, and that's the Judaism right now, the Ashkenazi. That's the Judaism being taught and practiced in Israel. So the people in Israel are not Jews by birth. They're transplanted from Kiev.
Right. Yeah, and some other interesting points I remember well, John, I'm sure you do too, as a kid, playing an LP on a phonograph, 33 and a third, yes indeed. And, there's a lot of very interesting things about the numbers. I've heard similar such things too. In fact,
to the point, let me interrupt you for a moment, even to the point that when Sony or Apple Records or Capitol Records or RCA made a new record, it was called, hey, it's the master copy. Well, who's their master? They pray over it when they press it. they got a special room that they go and actually perform a satanic ritual, hoping that it will go either gold or platinum. This is unheard of. And anyone that wants to see a video that will rock your world, Google a YouTube video that's called The Mind is Battlefield of the Future, Army War College. And they will admit, and this was in 2008. Then there's another one, a leaked Pentagon briefing, where they had determined that they were going to vaccinate people through aerial spraying to make them normal again, because they had an overactive area of the brain that allowed them to enjoy God. That if you believed in God, you were abnormal, and they're going to fix you through the use of vaccines being sprayed. I'm not making this stuff up.
I believe you, and in fact, the kind of knowledge you're talking about and the sort of perspective reminds me of someone that I'm sure you heard of before, maybe looked into, Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell used to talk a lot about the language, the words, the root words and the meanings of them and the way that symbols are used. And there's just a whole hidden, shall we say, world before our eyes that most people are not aware of. And you probably all are also aware, John, of the flicker rate on television. Supposedly the flicker rate was calculated to induce a borderline hypnotic state. And I would also recommend, if you've never heard of the book, to get your hands on it. It's called Airwaves from Hell. It's about TV. It's by a Catholic priest, I believe. I want to say Francis Poncelet, but the title, Airwaves from Hell, you could probably pull it up.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. That was a great call, John. Yeah. I have a few other callers to get
right
to.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Richard, good day to you and Paul.
Good day.
Half of the Beatles names. Half of the Beatles. Remember, I am the walrus. when he played it backwards. John made a great call. The number three is the most powerful number in numerology, Cruz. There's no question about it. It is. And the Kabbalists use that number quite a bit in their trickery. But I didn't call about that. And by the way, we're getting a lot of rain here in Florida today, just so Paul knows. We got almost 4 inches here in the last couple hours. So we're getting plenty of rain here in Florida. Thank goodness. And California, whatever you want to call it. Paul was talking about the water shortage over there. Well, you got 14 million illegals over there now, Paul, so I don't know what's going to happen with that situation and the water shortage in California. So that in itself is insanity. And, you were talking earlier about everything's basically a lie. Look at you got the bumbling buffoon Biden going around saying he's a Catholic. You got Pig Pelosi in California that says she's a Catholic. They're nowhere near being a Catholic if you went by the faith. They're not Catholics at all.
Right.
They're for abortion. They're for homosexuality. The Catholic Church was not brought. You were back in the 1930s and 40s. You were not even brought up as a Catholic to even think about that kind of insanity. Now you got a president of the United States who's for abortion, promoting homosexuality.
Well, yeah, he's openly for white genocide, open Zionist. I mean, yeah, Biden's pretty extreme in welcoming.
And it's not even Joe Biden most of the time that we're seeing, too. That just reminded me of all the other things I had that in my mind, but I dropped it off when I was talking about earlier from that song, This Is Not America. So, because I started out with Rachel Levine is not an admiral, and, she's not a Rachel. And Joe Biden is not our president, and the person that they give us, tell us that Joe Biden, in many cases, is an imposter. So it's a crazy world.
Well, I think Hunter Biden's actually running the country, it seems like. But here's what I got to say. You got bumbling buffoon Biden in 2014. I don't know if you gentlemen remember the video that Joe Biden's telling everybody to go out. We don't need AR-15s or AK-47. Just go out and buy a double-barrel shotgun by Smith & Wesson. This is out of Biden's mouth. Buy a double-barrel shotgun, saw it off to 14 inches, and buy double-odd buck. That's what he said. Buy the double-odd buck, and you got your weapon, America. So Biden is telling everybody to go buy a double-barrel shotgun, saw it off, and put double-odd buck in it. And this guy is now the president of the United States of America, gentlemen. This is buffoonery. This is insanity. And I don't know if you guys realize how powerful a double-barrel shotgun is if you saw it down to even 16, 14, 15, 16 inches with double-aught buck in it. Pretty powerful weapon, don't you think?
I'll take your word for it.
Well, it's on video. You can watch the video of Biden saying it. I believe Obama's standing right next to him. And Barry Sortero Hussein Obama, if you gentlemen remember in 2015, right a year before Trump got elected, he's telling everybody nationwide on the news networks that all illegal aliens that came into this country after 2011, January 1st, have got to go back to their country of origin and stand in line to become to try to get citizenry or to get a residency.
So now forget about the standing in line crap. You know, people don't even want legal immigration, much less illegal. Forget about the standing in line. Legal and illegal are just words. We don't want any more non-white foreigners. And we just need somebody with the balls to come on the platform and say that. Trump would have been wildly popular if he said that instead of what he said. You know, it's not immigration or illegal immigration. It's we don't want to be flooded with the non-white third world, period, end of story. We need that
you're
kind
right,
of
Paul.
As president. Thank
Paul, you're
thank
right God. On the money. I agree. Paul, you're right on the money. I totally 1 million times agree with you. But that's the problem. And we need to start, like I told Michael Rivero yesterday, we need to start paying these white American Anglo women, Northern European women, to have our children. The white males, the white women, hey, Afro-American women want to be with their black Afro-American men. I don't blame them. And white men should be with their white women. But no, they're promoting every time you watch a commercial.
So just for the fun of it, Tom, let's flesh this out a little bit. So what you're saying is that we should take the better-looking, more intelligent white women and put them in some sort of a breeding camp. And
I'm not saying that. No. Hey, don't take words out of context. You're not taking me out of context. I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Incentivize white people reproducing white.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard. Let me correct Paul on something. The French government back in France in the USA paper back in 2014. Okay, when Biden was the president, Obama, they told the French they're going to have to probably start paying white French women to start having children because they're being indoctrinated with Muslims. And they're telling the native white French women, we'll have to start paying you in francs, I believe it was 100,000 francs, to start having children for the French population. And I don't know whatever happened with that, but that was in the USA Today paper.
They probably scrapped it.
14, 15.
They probably scrapped it by now. The controllers of France now are very anti-French, anti-white. I always love your calls, Tom, but I have a couple other callers. I don't want to leave hanging. One more thing to Paul.
No. Paul, remember, your state of California has 14 million illegals. 14 million illegals in the state of California, Richard. Come on. What's going
on
with that?
Come on out here and help.
14 million. Thank you. I don't want nothing to do with that state, brother. Nothing to do with it. I'm right happy in Florida. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you guys.
Okay. Richard in Washington. Welcome, Richard. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's a great show. Very enlightening. I'm totally impressed. But I think we need to go even further back in history. Basically, we had the wool pulled over our eyes with the Caesars trying to take control over the people. And basically, they created the concept of God. I think that led us so far astray that you talk to people today and they can't get out of that image. You talked earlier about spirituality. I believe that is just a connecting yourself with true natural reality. But this concept of God, I mean, humans can be either tribal or herd animals. If they're herd animals, they need an alpha male, and or who's the perfect alpha male but this God who's all-seeing, all-present, and all-powerful? I mean, mind control at its max. The second thing the Romans did is they gave us grain and heated it and made bread so there was no enzymes. You were talking earlier about Dietrich Klinghardt. I think the fourth item was probably the chemtrails, the heavy metals. They're leaching into our system for pineal gland.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. It was aluminum, correct, the aluminum.
Exactly. I mean, they got us, I look at it as a monopoly game. They give us the board, they give us the money, they give us the houses and the motels, and they just control everything, and they get people into buying into the Monopoly game with the understanding that the only rules are their rules. Some of the things you've been saying and talking about, especially John, was just right on. I mean, you know, we don't know how brain damaged we are, even if we think we're not.
Yeah, if you're interested on Facebook, there's a, I guess it's a channel. I don't do Facebook that often, but it's actually a Facebook video with Dietrich Klinghoff. It's very good. And the gal that has a channel, she calls herself 5G Shield. 5G Shield. But yeah, it's quite compelling. And I think he makes, in my opinion, an unassailable case that there's a deliberate, coordinated design among many things to disable our higher perception. And they're doing it.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, most people don't really understand nutrition. We're the only species that cooks our food. And that doesn't really too much damage the minerals and the vitamins, but it eliminates the enzymes. And the enzymes, if you think about it, that's essential to life. I mean, the father of enzymes, Edward Howell, thought you only got so many enzymes, and at the end of that run of enzymes, you died. But what he didn't realize was you're getting enzymes from raw foods that enhance your system. And if you don't get those, if you cook your foods and take out the enzymes, or process the foods in some way and take out the enzymes, you basically are shortchanging yourself physically to the max, just like shortchanging yourself with the pineal gland. I mean, you're downgrading the system, so you're just a robot under control of the mind spreaders. It's sad.
Yep. No, you remind me a lot of conversations I had with a nutritionist that I used to be in contact with. In fact, he runs a site called Synergistic Universe. Used to be Synergistic Nutrition. Stephen Hewer. He's actually, you can see him on YouTube. He's very, very knowledgeable, and he talks about the very things you're saying. And it's hard, Richard. I mean, you got to be disciplined, and it's just, I love cooked food. I'm sure everybody does, you know. And
well, it tastes better because you're liberating the sugar, and they're getting us to run on sugar. That's what grains are all about. We can process foods in two ways. We can process proteins and fats with our digestive system, or we can turn that off and ferment food and get energy from the sugar, even though it's taking us down. It's my analogy is cars. You know, you've got a stock car that runs around the track 5,000 or 500 laps and gets its spark plugs changed or whatever and goes to the next stock car race. Or you have, like, the top fuel dragster, funny car, or whatever, runs on nitromethane, and it burns out with one run. That's essentially what we're doing when we're running on sugar, is we're burning out the engine on the one run. We're getting better mind functioning because it runs on glucose, and better body functioning, but we're burning the thing out, and that's why you see the disease patterns we've got. It's just overload of a system that is not designed to run on that kind of fuel.
Okay, listeners, you heard it. So start juicing more, eat more raw fruits and vegetables.
No, don't juice. Eat the whole thing. Basically, what you're doing when you juice is you liberate the sugar and you run on the sugar. What you want to do is eat primarily good fats with a little good protein, and that's the diet that's going to make you long-lived and healthy throughout that long-lived presented. But one last thing that's not nutritionary, if you go back to the very beginnings, the corporation started from the Catholic Church or the Roman Catholic Church, and they were started with the eleemosynaries, and basically those were the money holders for the church, and they perpetuated that. Everything now is a corporation because that's the model they use to incite or create the monopoly game that we're running. When you understand the history of this whole thing, you realize we've been taking down the yellow brick road for quite a while.
And before you go, Richard, I'd want to comment quickly in case Richard was going to take another call, too. This idea of paying women to have children, it just makes me mad. Well, it reminds me of what they've done, which they've actually replaced the greatest gift of all, right, children, a gift from God, a gift from the universe, with money, an artificial construct that is completely dominated by our enemy, our racial enemy. So the whole reason white women stopped having kids is because, one, they ruined the relationship between the sexes in a number of ways with the culture, and they also started glamorizing a job, a career, and money and consumer goods. And so basically children have been replaced by all of the above, and it's disgusting, the idea that we could give. Yeah, anyway.
Even more important than that is the fact that that was another method of control. We're only, quote-unquote, one species, one human race. You can't use, unless you're trying to divide and conquer, skin color or you know, your health or your intelligence or your knowledge or whatever. That can only be used to divide you, and that's how they control you. We should be supporting each other at every phase of our existence, and the only thing that the problem with that is we have a tendency to overpopulate, and overpopulation allows for better control. Of the masses.
We have one more.
I look forward to listening to that.
These have been great shows.
Appreciate it. Dan in Washington. Hey, we only have a couple minutes, Dan. Sorry. What's on your mind, sir?
I guess I better go out and get some sushi, huh? There's something behind sushi.
Sure.
Yeah, real quick on the women thing. Yeah, I mean, the Rockefeller Foundation admitted they destroyed the family on purpose. And you can go back and look at the CIA funding Gloria Steinem and fine if you want to reduce population, but then they turn around and say, well, we need these immigrants to do the jobs that we've shipped to China. So it's definitely an anti-white agenda. And yeah.
Right.
White women have been so demoralized, and I mean, it's a very complicated subject, but yeah, you know, we can try to outbreed the immigrants or just stop immigration. You know?
I have to say that I think separate nations really, because of different cultural attributes, you know, even difference in brain wiring averages. I mean, you can't have the sort of high trust society, you know, that we have. The same with every other race,
and just the use of the term skin color, that was a little bit of an alarm bell for me. But you know,
definitely. It's only why is it the places with white skin color that are being flooded with immigrants? If race doesn't matter, why are they getting rid of the white people? You know. So anyway,
I'm sorry I didn't
get another point, but. That's okay.
I'm sorry I didn't. Sorry I didn't get to your call earlier today, Dan.
Oh,
call back tomorrow,
great
please.
Show. Okay, thanks. Good show, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. We needed 2 hours as usual.
Please support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.